England and in Connecticut, Massachusetts. So I'm just glad that you are here with me today. My guest today has been here in the past, and let's get her on in here. Hi, Pauline, are you here with us? I think we let her in there, but we'll get her up to speed. But you may have remembered a long time ago, Pauline was with us when I first started doing the show. She came on. She's a yoga instructor. She is a fitness guru, as I would say. And we had a lot of fun catching up. And so I'm really excited to have her here today back on the show.
Hi, Antonia.
How are you? I was about to say that, like, the Zoom phrase of the year is going to be, did you unmute yourself?
Right.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Antonia? It's so nice to hear your voice.
And same here. Same here. You know, as our my listeners are out there, it's so now you know, and it's just the stories of friends and family and just people that I meet are doing amazing things. And mm-hmm. I've always adored you and your beauty, your flexibility. And I say flexibility because, you know, and I always kid around with you with yoga, all those phenomenal poses and pictures. And we're going to share information with folks that are listening that they can see how awesome it is. And, you know, we just want to catch up with you because it's been a minute. So how are you? How are you and your family? And I just want to say, we had Trifina on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Wonderful. And I, you know, that was my connection to her. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you've caught up with her lately, but she has relocated to the West Coast.
To LA. She's mm-hmm. living in the sunshine.
Yeah. So we had a great conversation with her. So catch us up to speed. What have you been up to?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's been so much going on. I mean, right now, you know, obviously everything's on Zoom. So right now my son is having his trumpet lesson. So if you hear a couple of horns or two, that's what's happening. You know, everything's happening under one roof now, mm-hmm. both everything we're doing. But I've been well. I mean, you know, obviously this year has been unprecedented. But at the same time, I'm just full of gratitude that we have our health and that,
that's right.
You know, my family is strong and just trying to land there and be there as much as I can because it is obviously a challenging time. But for me with wellness, things have been really busy because wellness is obviously something people really need, especially during this time. Yoga, eating healthy, figuring out solutions to just be their better self and kind of optimize wellness during this time when things look very different is something that people really need. So it's been surprisingly busy. I just remember, at the top of the start of the pandemic, just wondering, you know, how things were going to be impacted. Like everything that I had was canceled. I had several retreats planned for 2020. So I saw about four of those get canceled and, you know, all classes, obviously everything I do is live and in person. And that's one of the reasons I love what I do is because it's an opportunity to connect with people. And then suddenly, everything, you know, again, was canceled and you're online. But since then, you know, I took a moment to rest and just kind of regroup and then pivoted. Is the, I think also the word of 2020 is how did you pivot?
That's right.
So so I was able to pivot. I gave myself time. I didn't rush into it, right? I think there's this with our culture sometimes, this kind of mentality, just keep going and drive forward, push hard. So really
it is hard for us to sit still.
Exactly. But for me, you know, as a yogi and meditator, I love to sit still. So, I'm a commuter also. I commute to the city. So I had a moment and told me where I was just like, hallelujah, I don't have to go anywhere. Oh my goodness. Praise God. Like I'm going to sit still. But of course, you know, after about four to 6 weeks, I was like, okay, all right. I think I'm rested. You know, rest is done. And so anyway, just started teaching online, which is what I've been doing throughout this. Since about May, I started, you know, offering movement and meditation online to a wonderful group of people who show up weekly to just continue to use movement as a way to release stress, mm-hmm. discharge all this energy and emotional, you know, roller coaster that we've been on, not just the pandemic, but of course with the social climate, the political climate, there's so much happening around us at one time. So there's a lot being called of us in terms of how we show up. So it's been a great place for people to come in and move and also just really stand in our resilient joy and cultivate that as much as we can, because I think that that's something that is truly going to get us through.
Yeah, and I think it was a period of, wow, this is awesome. We all get to sit still. And then it became this really uncomfortable space of, what do I do with this time to either, I either got to reflect on myself and realize I'm either out of shape, I'm not eating well, or I'm not happy in the space that I'm in and the job that I'm in. So I think it did become uncomfortable for people to say, well, what's next steps? And I love the fact that Zoom became this platform and other platforms that allowed us to look, go into this, go into yoga, go into other things. So have you seen, as far as what you've been doing, you say yogi, and you're an awesome yoga instructor, but did you see other ways that you had to reach out to people, or that people were just really willing to try something new and different? Because I would imagine yoga is hard to do
online.
Well, you know, teach people who maybe never had done it before, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny you say that, because I have so many different people that I teach. So I have my private clients, and they've all been, you know, that's on FaceTime. So everyone just said, okay, we'll just do FaceTime. And we're still doing FaceTime since March. And then, you know, I have my corporate clients, which can be look a little different, where a lot of companies wanted to offer wellness movement yoga as a way to support their employees during this time. And so with that, I would just say it's a little bit of a challenge, because people don't typically turn their cameras on in that environment. So it does make it challenging as an instructor, because you're not able to see where their bodies are in space. You're not able to offer any adjustments or support them the way you really want to as a teacher. It's really just you kind of, it's like you're in the room by yourself, and you're like, I hope you're watching, you know, you could be making dinner. I don't know. I don't really know what you're doing, but... So that's probably been the biggest challenge for me, I would say, as an instructor. But, you know, I also teach at the Ailey Extension, and Ailey was able to quickly adjust. I think we started offering classes at the end of April 1st. We were doing it free, just complimentary classes, and there was huge support. Like, I was having like over 50 to 100 people in a yoga class that would show up. So people really did need it. Of course, those numbers, they reduced once they, you know, created a platform for, you know, class cards and payment, et cetera. Some things are free. Everyone shows up. But it was like, you know, there were things on Instagram. We were, you know, doing Facebook Lives. We were doing everything just really to connect with people, to really offer them tools to support them during this time. And I think people showed up. Like, people have been showing up for yoga. People have been showing up for movement. And the beautiful thing about it, I think just Ailey, just we've been able to connect with over 30 million people since the pandemic. Which is incredible, right? I think 121 countries or something crazy like that. So it's like, that's a little bit of a silver lining, in that we're able to connect with people who wouldn't necessarily otherwise be able to take a class from us. And also for myself, like, you can take a class with Debbie Allen tomorrow if you want to, right? You know, she has classes online. So it's like, who do you want to learn from? If there's a teacher in Brazil, they probably have a Zoom offering that, you know, you don't have to travel. So I think there's some beauty in that, where people can explore, and different teachers who they may not have had access to before.
Yeah, but on the flip side, it also changes it when this is done. I think at the beginning, when things were free, people were like, oh, this is just going to be a quick minute. Like, you know what I mean? This, oh, pandemic, what? But I do feel like going forward, we have to think of how we do things. I mean, when we think of how many people have not gone back to New York to their offices, and companies realizing, hey, we can really do a lot virtually as opposed to being in this physical business. It definitely is a way that we just have to rethink things. And I love the fact that Alvin Ailey has put, I think they put the whole season is free, right?
People have direct access. Virtual.
That is totally amazing. But talk a little bit, because I know you were yearly going on retreats or hosting retreats. And clearly COVID has changed that. So how have you been able to do that? It's outside of classes. Are you doing other things or venturing into other stuff?
No retreats right now. No retreats. You know, people have been starting to reach out and saying, hey, 2021, anything coming up? You know, what are you planning? And so I'm sitting with that just to see how things are you know, obviously with the numbers and hopefully, you know, vaccine, you mean, it's just everything's so unpredictable. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. But there's that people are like itching to travel at this point. But to answer your question, you know, everything was canceled. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I literally had, I think, four or five retreats that were canceled that I was so excited about. But, you know, it's just canceled for now. And hopefully we'll be able to come together in the future. I was actually trying to plan something before everything spiked again. We were trying to do something intimate. Mm-hmm. But now that things are kind of shut down again, it's going to be a challenge. So I'm not going to, that's been canceled too. So, you know, there's always, you know, you try to make something happen, but I think the nature of 2020 is like, okay, we'll try this, but we'll see what happens. And then it doesn't really pan out. You just have to cancel. And just for me, the model of 2020 really, Anthony, has just been going with the flow. I'm just going with it. You don't know what's coming. And so, but we're here, right? Just riding the waves as they come. So that's been, you know, I love my retreats. I love to travel mm-hmm. and curate those wellness experiences for people at different locations to really immerse themselves in the experience of yoga and movement. So, you know, one day soon, I look forward to getting back to that.
What I've noticed, and I will definitely, as we talk this afternoon, I'm going to put up your webpage and, you know, all your Twitter information. But what I've noticed, and perhaps you were doing this before, but now I see it more, is the cooking side of the work that you do and eating healthy. Mm. So and I teased you the last time you were on the show, I was just like, oh yeah, that gluten-free looked interesting. But mm-hmm. you have had some amazing dishes and a lot of mm-hmm. easy things. I'm not going to say I tried them. But mm-hmm. I will say that I have looked at the recipe, look at some of the things that you're cooking. And of course, in the back of my head, I'm like, of course she cooked that. Of course it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. do you find yourself, as we say, pivoting into other things more to kind of, you know, because it is Zoom. And mm-hmm. I think you're offering now the spiritual, the physical movement. And has the cooking now increased more, or has that just always been there?
Well, it's always been there. It's always been a part of what I do. I've always had the food blog for as long as I've been teaching yoga. So everything I started in 2010, from my recipe blog and teaching yoga and also health coaching. Mm-hmm. But maybe you see it more now. I think maybe I created more like kitchen videos, like prepping things. Maybe I did that. I can't remember.
I think so because I feel like you're right. You were, you know, and it was adorable because, you know, you bring in your kids, and it's like, oh, and I mean, we're going to get ready to take a break, but I would always laugh because it was like, oh, I think he needs a treat. So I made him this. And then it was like, oh, she's in between classes and she just wanted to eat this. And here we go. These really simple and quick, stuff. Yeah. So when we get back, we're going to talk, maybe there's a recipe book coming out of this, a coffee table, discussion. Yeah. because it was like, hey, you guys, you know, you can make this little quick and easy and nutritious snack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I think a recipe book should be in the making. So you listen to Antonia. So now, you know, we're talking to Polin, and we will be right back after this quick message.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're back. You're listening to Antonia. And so now you know we're here with Pauline. And I know you're on the phone, but I put on the screen this gorgeous picture of you that I downloaded from your webpage. I'm going to show that too. And it's beautiful. And I'm wearing my hair. You can't see that either, but I am going to send you the link because I'm wearing my hair in tribute to you. And you're on mute, but I see that you're on mute. But of course the highlights in your hair are beautiful and gorgeous. And we are going to share, the webpage that you can see more of these photos of, Pauline, because you're awesome and you're gorgeous. And I think the last time we spoke, I was teasing you, not teasing you, but admiring those live shots. And again, people will let, you know, will visit her webpage, the live shots that you would do in New York City, right? All of a sudden you'd see a picture. Mm-hmm. And Pauline would be in the middle of a crosswalk doing like a split, or she'd be on the train, right? She'd be in the train in New York City, hanging upside down from the rail. And it was like, well, how and when are you taking these pictures? And so are you missing that? Cause clearly you can't do that. And I also think when we last spoke, you were the spokeswoman for Athletica. So how's that, you know, I you talked about it. You've been missing that engagement, that interaction with clients. But how's that part of your work been affected by COVID?
Well, that hasn't been happening, pretty much. I was actually just lamenting that I haven't done like a photo shoot in that way, you know, since COVID. Obviously, you know, so I don't really have pictures right now, which is totally fine, but you know, just something that I you know, noticed that has been missing this year. But my engagement with Athleta did expire. That was my contract ended with them several years ago. But I have some other exciting things on the horizon I can't talk about yet, but I'm excited to share eventually. But you know, this year has just been really different. I think, you know, the other work that I do is the commercial work, and the commercial industry obviously was completely shut down. And it wasn't until probably August that things kind of started to pick up again. And so I was able to, I'm just thinking about, you know, taking pictures. So I was able to shoot. I've done about 3 or 4 jobs since then, which is great that I've booked. But it's actually been really cool too, because not really cool, but convenient, I should say, that, you know, auditions, I don't have to check to the city for those, you know, everything again is on Zoom. So it's really, I appreciate it, because sometimes when it comes to a casting, you're in there in that room for less than 5 minutes. And so, you know, just imagine that commute going down to the city. You know, I would always try to book it so that I had other things to do, but sometimes it would just be, I'm going in for this quick callback that's going to take 5 minutes, and I'm, you know, an excuse to just sit down and have lunch somewhere, really, or visit a friend. But, you know, now I can do that right from home.
I just saw you recently post that you did something with your son. Talk to us a little bit about that, because your kids are gorgeous. And you say that you're not taking photos, but folks, when you start following her and look into the work that she's doing, her kids are gorgeous. And, you know, in any given moment, she's posting a picture of her child doing, you know, a bend with her. So stop it. Any picture you take is gorgeous.
Thank you. They're not professional, which is fine. But yeah,
but you all are gorgeous. So it's like they look professional. So was that your son's first casting with you? I know your daughter has done some work.
Yeah, she and I have done probably over like at least 12 or so commercials and print jobs together over the years. And we've done, my son Yair, we've done several. I'm trying to think. I think this might have been the first one with just he and I.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Before, you know, when I've booked with him, it's been the whole family. So I've done several jobs with him as the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then this was the first time when it was just me and him. On a shoot, which was fun. Yeah, he really had a good time. That was great.
I think it's all like a part of the family. And how have they been adjusting to school? Because now they have you even, well, you all have each other more time to be spending together.
Mm-hmm. They've been okay. You know, I think at the beginning it was challenging. The homeschooling was really challenging, you know, especially trying to navigate Zoom, everyone, you know, get everybody set up on their Zoom. Right. What time is your call? What time is this? That was a lot to navigate. And then, you know, my daughter is she's in seventh grade. So she's self-sufficient. You give her her Chromebook. She can go and, you know, handle it herself. And she's very responsible and gets herself where she needs to be. But my son is six or he was five at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it doesn't work that way with him.
Right.
He needs engagement, intention. He needs direction. He needs support. So, you know, I really had to create a schedule for him. And I think one of the ways that he and I and my husband, we survived that is really creating this set routine for him every day. So I got him a watch so he'd be excited about what time this happens. This is what time we're doing this. This is what time we're doing this. And he's like, okay, you know, it's 1 o'clock. It's time for my snack. And he, you know, he would have his snack ready. So I have Montessori kids. So once you get them going, they can flow with things. And they, you know, also very independent when he knows where things are, he's able to get them. But it did take a minute for us to settle in. But, and then a beautiful thing that happened this summer is my family in Michigan, we did drive there for most of the summer. So after June, when things kind of, you know, the numbers started to decline, we quarantined, they quarantined, and then we drove to Michigan, and my sisters live nearby my parents. So we were able to kind of create our own little pod with our kids.
Yeah.
So they had some social time, which was so needed and such a blessing. I can't even tell you. It was literally like summer camp in Granny and Sabo's backyard. So it was pure magic.
I think I caught a couple of pictures of that. Your family's gorgeous. Your parents are gorgeous.
Oh,
your mother
you.
Is just beautiful.
Thank you.
So update us on Flint, Michigan. How are things?
Yeah.
How have things been there? I think a lot of times, especially with COVID, so many things, so many important things that have happened in this world. We just, not forgot, but we just haven't thought about. So can you share with our listeners and update us on Flint, Michigan, as those of you maybe aren't remembering, but it was just a crisis in the water.
Right. Yeah. So that's where I'm from. I'm from Flint, Michigan. My parents now live in Grand Blanc, which is about 30 minutes south, closer towards Detroit. But I still have aunts who live and cousins who live in Flint. And, you know, they're still there. The community is still, you know, it's still suffering from the water. The water is still not, I don't think people still, they say it's okay, but the people don't really trust it. So people are still using the same measures that they did before in terms of bottled water for cooking and for showering, et cetera. I think some people are, you know, trust it, but people, I know a lot of people who don't at the same time. So it truly is still present, the residual impact of the water crisis. And, you know, it's difficult to see, especially with the pandemic on top of it. It's definitely exacerbated the conditions and for the living conditions for people, and also their mental health as well. You know, so and I always just feel like at this point, I really want to do something to give back. And it's hard to do that when you can't be there and interact with people.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, on top, you know, you talk about all this crisis that's going on in our community. I would think that it shows up in your practice, in the work that you're doing with people. So has that I don't want to say the mental health aspect of it, but has that become part of the work that you're doing in your yoga and your classes?
100%. I think that's why people are showing up in the numbers that I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. is because people know that, I mean, yoga and meditation are beneficial to mental health. Any movement, physical movement. Mm-hmm. And I always say our ancestors, you know, when you think about our ancestors, they moved their bodies, they danced, they sang, they played music. They moved to their rhythm regardless of what was happening, right? They did it in their sorrow. They did it in their joy. They did it when they were grieving, when they were suffering. So movement truly is healing. It's medicine. And it's essential during this time to get in your body, to begin to discharge all that we're moving through. And
are you,
so,
sorry.
Yeah, I'd say 100%. I think people are showing up, and it's a huge part of their mental health. It's for me, I know personally, that's my support, my rock, of course, my faith as well, but my movement practice, I can't wake up with the joy that I feel and the gratitude I feel without really grounding myself in that, in my physical body, in my mental body, and in my spiritual body.
And are you seeing different people that you had not seen showing up? And we can talk about a little the different classes that you teach, but are you finding that people are longing for that connection? So you're seeing different folks that normally wouldn't have been engaged in this, but are participating more?
That's a good question. I think it's a mixture of both. There are definitely a lot of regular people who will come to my in-person workshops, mm-hmm. who are showing up and, you know, like, okay, so we actually, I just had a 10-week fall series that just ended last Saturday. And so it was like, okay, what's next? When's the next mm-hmm. series start? We got to keep this going. Like, this is part of my routine. We can't let this go, Flynn, please. What's next? So, you know, it's those people, but then I always have people drop in who are looking to explore. Same thing with the ALA extension. I think that once people come, they receive so much benefit from the class that they continue to show up.
Right. I just think it's going to increase because now we're going into the winter, right? And the winter, right. I think, in general, makes people a little sadder, right?
Yeah.
The sun's going down.
Depression. Yeah. Yeah. Seasonal depression's a real thing. Mm-hmm.
And I just feel with all of this election stuff that's happened and now mm-hmm. people, that same anxiety's coming out as we talk about the possibility of this mm-hmm. vaccine. When mm-hmm. are we going to get it? And then the numbers of people that are dying from this. Mm-hmm. Is really, we really got to get people to do more of this, more of the meditation mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. yoga. Mm-hmm. So before you get ready for our next tips, how can people get engaged and get into this, access this type of healing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, for me personally, I have several offerings that are open, and one of them being on Mondays at noon, I teach a chair yoga class. That's free. It's actually free through Kumbe Center of Diaspora Dance. And it's an incredible class. My parents actually come now. I have an uncle who shows up and a godmother. You know, they're all over the country. And it's just this incredible group of some elders, but not all elders, because it's a great movement practice. I know some people think chair yoga, that's too easy. Mm-hmm. But I make sure that you feel it no matter who you are. It, you know, it's all mm-hmm. about the energy that you bring to it. So I have the chair yoga class, again, that's Mondays at 12. And then I have the ALA extension class, which is Tuesdays at 9 a.m. That's an open class. And then I offer the movement and meditation practice on Saturdays at 11. So I'll be doing a winter wellness series that'll start up in January.
Because I remember when we talked last, sometimes people hear Alvin Ailey and it's intimidating. Like, oh mm-hmm. my gosh, they're awesome.
Right.
They're fantastic. But the beauty of the extension is that it's for anyone. It's for all different abilities for people to participate. So I can just imagine, you know, just to think that you could take a class with Debbie Allen is really cool. It's really, really cool. Do you find yourself... taking different type of classes or different instructors that you had never perhaps took a class with?
I did at the beginning. I haven't done it recently, not this mm-hmm. fall. I don't think I've done it this fall, but I did at the beginning. I did take a class with Debbie Allen, mm-hmm. who I adore. I think there's anyone else I can think of offhand. A couple other instructors that I've you know, followed and was able to hop in on their class. And there are several people who also did the same for me who've never been able to take my class due to geographic barriers that, you know, they were able to show up for. So it's been nice to connect with so many people all over. In the class that I teach, the cherry yoga class, I think we even have some people in Canada, two people in Canada who come regularly to that class. Get the medicine. So it's a great community that we've created online for sure. Yeah, and like you mentioned with the Ailey extension too, you know, one of Mr. Ailey's visions was to give movement back to the people. He believed it came from the people and it should be given back to the people. And that's truly what the extension offers. So it's for everybody. So I hope people really understand that, you know, it's not for dancers only.
Right. And how can we get children involved in this? Have you been able to do some yoga classes or outreach to schools and with kids?
Honestly, I've done a few workshops. This summer I did some summer camp. I'm just thinking, I've done so much, Antoni. When I tell you the schedule was full, like I had to decline. I had to decline so much because literally everyone wanted a yoga class. And I was like, hold on, I have to keep my day off. You know, I have to keep my 2 days off. So I have to keep my, you know, really think about my boundaries and protect myself so that I can get my rest. And, but I was able to do some classes through summer programs this year, some incredible summer programs in the city that are offered through the city. And also a lot of, a couple of nonprofit organizations as well, and a few Instagram lives here and there for different organizations just offering a free movement class for their communities too.
Awesome.
So, you know,
that's
just always trying to find a way to give back when I can, you know, create time for it.
Awesome. We're going to get ready to take our next break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Antonia, and so now you know.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m. So tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. You listen to Antonia. And so now you know we are talking to Polin. And I have, for those that are on Facebook Live, I have brought up her webpage. So check out Polin, PILINANICE.com. To find out more information about her, her work, how you can get in touch with her, and how you can sign up to take these amazing classes. And so what I have on the screen now is these wonderful pictures, these beautiful pictures of all of the food that you make. And so if you're looking at this, we have the end of summer squash casserole, the summer coconut squash, we have hot dogs. And so the last time I think you were on the show, you know, I kind of made fun of you with the vegan and you're not eating any meat. And I kind of was like, I was feeling bad for your kids. I was like, they're going to have to sneak a little bit of a hamburger here and there. But now that I'm getting older in age and I'm realizing the body is not the same and, you know, things are happening to the body as we get older, we got to pay attention to these things. So can you talk to us a little bit more of, well, one, what you know to be true, that we have to pay attention to what we're putting in our bodies. And two, as you know, you do the blog and we see these beautiful pictures. How can we change it now and not necessarily have it as this New Year's resolution of being healthy and eating better, but how do we work to make that transition of really paying attention to what it is we put in our bodies?
Yeah, well, yes, it's very important to, you know, what we put in our foods in our body is key to our health. It's going to, especially during this time, it's going to not just support, of course, our overall health, but our immunity, which I think everyone wants now, to make sure their immunity is top notch. So you're going to support your immunity, your digestion, and truly all the functions of the body. You know, it's all determined by the foods that we eat. So as you know, I've been eating a plant-based diet, I believe, since 2002. So I've been eating a plant-based diet since 2002. Is that 18 years or something like that? But it's truly a way of life for me, and it's one that has definitely one that I can personally thrive on. And you know, I definitely don't think everyone that needs to eat a plant based diet, but I think having a diet where the majority of your foods are vegetables, nutrient dense vegetables, is key and vital. And if that's something that someone's interested in doing, I think it's important to really take a look at what you're eating, what's on your plate currently, and then try to figure out some ways to start to incorporate more vegetables and healthier foods. So a lot of people will maybe say, oh, you know, I think I eat pretty healthy, right? You know, I eat really well. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so important to actually maybe even like keep a food diary. You know, I'm also a health coach, and so one of the things I recommend people do is to keep a little food diary of what you eat, maybe for, you know, couple of weeks, and then to look back at that and really kind of become an investigator of sorts of the foods that you're eating and how they're not only not just what you're eating to like count calories, like not that at all, like that's not what it is, but to actually see what foods you're putting in your body and how they impact your energy levels, how they impact your digestion, how they impact your concentration, because food has to do with all of those things. And usually a little shift in your diet, you know, choosing to, you know, not have the potato chips and have carrots or a nice kale salad, it's going to make a huge difference that, you know, you probably didn't know was available until you actually try it.
That's right. And again, if you're on Facebook Live, we have here her recipes and you see her little love bug. I think that's your love bug that's sitting there eating that lentil walnut burger.
Yes, that is him. Yes.
But you know what? It looks delicious. I would try that. And I think
Those are actually really good. They really are.
I think the fact that the bread's there, I'd eat it. But no, I would try that. But there's wonderful things. Like this lentil soup looks delicious. The creamy corn potato chowder. These are things that we actually normally eat.
Right.
And I think we just have to get over that, oh, this cauliflower does not look delicious. But when we think about what it's going to do for us, and especially in this COVID season where we've been able to sit back and really think about what's important, I'm excited to try some of these, even like the spring green soup. It all looks good. And these are all dishes that you've made and you've taken these pictures of. I love that he's excited to eat his like burger there. And then here you are again with your green aloe smoothie. So talk to me more about your smoothies, because I've heard from folks that you've worked with before as far as your cocktails like with alcohol, but Taryn is always talking about your little potions and things that you brought for Michael that helped him, God rest his soul. But that she just felt were really transformative. So can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah. So I think for a lot of people who, eating vegetables initially may seem like, oh, it feels like a lot. Having it in a smoothie can be a great way to sneak in really nutrient dense food. So, creating a smoothie that has kale, that has, you know, berries, if you're not into, I mean, who doesn't like berries, but if you are, you know, want to sneak in some extra berries, you can throw in those into a smoothie, which of course provide antioxidants, just a myriad of health benefits. But particularly, like we think kale, you think spinach, you think even celery, romaine. These are things you can add into a smoothie and really create something very tasty and delightful to the taste buds. And then you also feel good knowing that you've gotten some vegetables in your diet. It's really just a way of getting those vegetables in.
That's right.
And, you know, I also use it for protein because, you know, I am so active. So it's kind of like a little meal in between a meal. For me also, just because I have really high metabolism and so I need to have a lot of calories.
And then you're as healthy as a rail, which means I'm trying to be polite and saying you're super, super thin. What are your holiday favorites as far as things that you, special treats that you would make for the holidays?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I vary it. I don't have a favorite. I always try to find new things to do. If I had to say there's something I usually make, it's like a spinach dip that I'll do that with crackers, which is always nice to have out and just kind of to nosh on around the holiday season. I kind of just go with the flow. Sometimes we'll do gingerbread. Sometimes we'll do cookies. Sometimes I'll try to make a little vegan fudge. But there's so many things.
Did you say vegan fudge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's vegan fudge.
I mean, you really wish. I was waiting for you to say something like eggnog, and I was like, really? But I don't.
I never liked eggnog. Yeah, okay. I never liked that. I didn't like that before, but I never wanted to veganize that. But it is out there. There is definitely a vegan version of eggnog. They sell it at the store and you can make your own too. Yeah.
I'm sure.
I've seen recipes for it. Yeah.
I'm sure you could make that. So I think this is fantastic. And I hope, like, is there ever a thought of putting this all together and coming up with a recipe book?
Absolutely. It's funny you said that because I'm working on that now. Nice. It should be hopefully early 2021. I'll be done and something I'll offer online as well. Okay. So that's definitely all put together and just kind of going through the final phases now.
That's amazing. I cannot wait because I do think it's like you said, starting small. And to me, what I found is having that notebook and whether it's just the goal of, okay, I want to put X amount of vegetables into my diet and paying attention to that makes a huge difference. But I also just feel healthier. I feel lighter. I feel, I feel really good as far as putting the better foods in me. I will say in COVID season, lots of people have gained that weight because we were at home. We pivoted very quickly. Right. We went to our go-to stuff. Mm-hmm. And now we're all sitting here in December like, sheesh, I've got to do better.
That's okay. Like, I think, you know, no judgment. Like, we're all where we are. Like, embrace where you are. Where you are is where you needed to be. It got you through 2020. Hallelujah.
Right.
And if there's shifts and changes you want to create, then, you know, start to move forward in that direction. But 2020 is what it was. That's it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're going to get ready to take our last break. And that's a great transition that we make because I want to come back to you and talk a little bit about vision boarding and thinking about 2021 and set that stage. So we'll be right back. You listen to Antonio and So Now You Know.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So good afternoon. We're here for the last segment of the show with Pulin. And I just want to, you know, there was a great segue as we ended that segment to talk about 2020 is in the past. It is a few weeks away where we are just going to let it go. And I know I did a while ago participate in one of your vision board classes and went to the city. Mm-hmm. And so just want to talk to you a little bit about that, where we can all, and you know, there was something about having that energy of being together with like-minded folks that were mm-hmm. thinking about what space am I in right now? Where do I want to be going forward? Mm-hmm. So share with us your thoughts and how we can try to put in perspective after just this last half of the year, to really just be in a better space to get us where we need to be in 2021.
I think first off, acknowledge that you're here, you're mm. still here, and yeah. you know, and really pausing to reflect from a space of gratitude. I believe that gratitude is the language of the heart and connects us deeply to our heart center, to a space of love and compassion and kindness. So just having a moment to really just acknowledge how far you've come, like all the challenges that you've been through this year, and how strong you are and how resilient you are to have come through and to made it here to this place, and to continue to just, I think, find a positive outlook and attitude, lean into your faith, whatever it is that's going to keep you elevated, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's so much that can bring us down right now. There's so much, especially with the news, so really monitoring your intake on that, and know that there's so much power in our thoughts. There's so much power in our words. So really being mindful of the words you speak. And I think that speaks totally to thinking ahead to 2021 and how you want that to look like for yourself, what you want that vision to be for yourself. And I think it starts all again, I keep again pausing for a moment of gratitude and then reflecting on where you are, being grateful for where you are, and then acknowledging where you'd like to be. So what changes you'd like to make in your life, whether that be around your own personal wellness, relationships, career. You know, I know people are, I think I saw something on the internet that say, you know, we're all in the same storm, but we don't have the same boats, right? Everyone has a different boat that we're moving through the storm. So, you know, it looks different for everyone. So maybe it is you want to manifest a new job. Maybe it is that, you know, you want to work on your personal relationships. Perhaps there's been some strain from being quarantined with everyone for, you know, the whole year. Right. I think the challenges for all of us are so different. So really just acknowledge where you are and where you want to be, and then start to carve out some actionable steps that you can do on a daily to get yourself where you want to be. I really believe in positive mindset and that it changes everything. And I'll just personally share, I know for myself personally, when, again, like I said before, when the pandemic started, there was this initial moment of fear, I think, from all of us, right? We all fear, there was doubt, there was worry. And a lot of people leaned into that and stayed in that space. And I remember having a moment myself, like when things were being canceled, like, oh my gosh, everything's canceled. Right. Like, what are you going to do? Like, this is like my livelihood. Commercials are my livelihood. The whole acting industry shut down. So what am I going to do to generate income, you know, as an entrepreneur? And then just taking a moment and saying, you know what? I'm going to shift my mindset. I'm going to align myself in a space of faith. I'm going to align myself in a place of abundance, of trust, and know that things are going to come. And like I shared, I was so busy this year, probably one of my busiest years, literally, in terms when it comes to my wellness business, because again, the commercials weren't happening. And that's typically been a, you know, big income generator for me. So I share that to say that I believe that me shifting my mindset, me deciding, I think I even took an abundance course, Antonia. I enrolled in the abundance course in May, because I said, I need to like really shift my mentality. I'm not going to get into this place of scarcity. I never, all this loss is all around me, but I don't have to land there. I don't have to land there. I'm going to plant myself in a different soil, and I'm going to focus on the fact that the sun is still shining every day, and I know that God is good, and I'm going to be taken care of. And that's exactly what happened. And I believe that that's true for anyone who really affirms that for themselves and roots themselves into that space. So I think it's important to identify what you need, where you want to be, and know that you're supported and held, that all of your needs will be met. Just write them out, figure out steps, and create steps. Actionable steps for you to execute on a daily basis so that you're constantly working toward that goal. And it's small steps, right? It doesn't have to be big. Mm-hmm. Small steps daily will get you where you want to be. Whether that's, I want to eat more greens, right? Whether that is, I need to sleep better. I want to reduce my use of technology, of screen time, you know, whatever it is for you that you know will improve your well-being and will improve your lifestyle. We will start to take steps in that direction.
Yeah, I, you know, I sit here and I totally agree 100%, but I also, and you know, we have folks that are listening from all different places. So, I think this is awesome, and I want to make sure I have her website up for Pilan.com. You can go there, sign up for classes, find out more information about her. You'll see all her social media tags will be there. Because I do think as women, as moms, right, it is a tough season for us to go through, because we are the protector, right? We are the one where we were managing all those hectic schedules, and we were doing a pretty good job. And then COVID shut it down. And then we were asked, yes, you were the manager of all that, but now you're managing everyone in this house. It was an added stress that we as women put on ourselves. So I love everything that you're saying, because I feel everyone's going through it, but I think we as women, and then there's the everything we went through socially in this world. That happened over the summer. And I even think as women of color, as Black women, it's just this, I feel like it's just this additional stress that has been put on us.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I think extending grace to yourself is so important, because we're moving through a lot. We're moving through a lot. And, you know, I think just show up, do the best you can. Every day is going to look different. Like every minute looks different in 2020. You don't know what's going to come the next hour. So just give yourself grace. Keep showing up the best you can. Take a moment to cry. Release.
Yes.
You know I have, I discharge when I need to. And then I move. Like I said, I believe movement is so important. Emotion is simply energy in motion. That's what it translates to. So it's energy in motion. So we move the body, we can discharge it. We can dispel it. and, you know, realign. So I believe in feeling all your feelings, but let them move through. Let them move right on through. I think it's when we start to hold on to them that we start to create, you know, suffering for ourselves.
Amen. Amen. And I think another good thing, you know, as we talk, and I know spirituality is very important to you as it is to me. I do feel out of this COVID season and these platforms of Zoom and Google and everything, people have been able to access church a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
People have been able to worship a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So in mm-hmm. on top of everything that you're saying, I just want to add that too, that
yeah.
where people might say, oh, I didn't belong to a church or my kids weren't mm-hmm. involved. This is the opportunity. Just like you said with yoga, it is now tons of people can access this. Not to forget about our spirituality. And there are places and platforms that we can, however we feel, whoever we want to feel about,
yeah.
We can find that out. We can find those platforms for us. So I want to thank you so much, Pauline, for joining us today and coming back mm-hmm. to this show. You are definitely a friend to always come here. I'm going to have to get you and Trofina back together. And you two join us. Yeah, join us in the new year. We will definitely post your information of how people can get into contact with you. This will be up on our Facebook page. Please check out talkradio.nyc if you're interested in hosting your own show and joining our team to share information with the community, just like I shared today. It's easy. It's simple. Just check out talkradio.nyc. You can see the other shows that we host. I appreciate you being here today. I want to send love to everybody that has joined us. Please wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance. Christmas, we're just going to have to keep it real close. We have to keep it really simple. We are almost mm-hmm. through this. A vaccine is coming. And mm-hmm. I will see you all next Thursday at 5 p.m. Talk to you all soon. Thanks, Pauline.
Thank you. Thanks, Antonia.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for the Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners looking to boost your business, why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.